Lumo Energy's ultimate power draw is giving away thousands in electricity credits. Switch to win. Entries close July 31. Big residential customers only. T&Cs apply. 101.9.
This is the Fox. Yesterday, if you missed the end of the show, we surprised Nick Cody, who got off his P's on Saturday, 34, and finally off his P's.
Thank you. I'm a big boy now.
You are a big boy.
Off the diapers.
And we arranged a big boy car for you. We surprised you with a $350,000 Ferrari.
Shut up and drive.
To cruise around in.
My mate, Big Ange.
You know the owner of the car.
Good man.
Well, we hired it for an hour.
Yeah. And that's what it was designed for, the streets of South Melbourne. Just bam, up to 40. Bam, 40, well, back down.
How many? I didn't realise how many pedestrian crossings and speed humps there were around these streets.
Neither did I. I was flying through them. I'm in a Ferrari. There's no time to stop.
What you missed, though, Nick, and it was nearly an epic fail for radio and for you, because we only had the car for an hour. And we timed, the whole idea was we were coming out of an ad break, and I was going to, Fev had you standing down on Clarendon Street, South Melbourne, and I was going to drive around the corner, and ta-da, here's the car that you get to drive. But what you missed was the chaos in the previous 5 minutes, because I couldn't drive the car, and we very nearly didn't get it to you.
It was tricky.
Well, you got in the car. Nothing about it straightforward.
No.
There's no gear stick.
There's a button called, I believe, launch.
No
one's pressing that.
It was impossible to get in gear to turn on. Now, Darcy, our wonderful producer, she escorted me down to the car.
This explains it all.
I know. Can you imagine? Well, Feb, you don't have to imagine. I'm going to play it for you. This was Darcy and I. We were about 2 minutes away from being live on the radio presenting you with the car. This is what was going down.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I'm so nervous. I didn't know where to put the key. I didn't know how to move the seat.
Do you want to start?
And I don't know how to move the car.
Do you need to be over there?
I'm so scared. I can't see out the back. Where's the handbrake?
Oh, there's no handbrake.
There's no handbrake. We're just
trying to work out where the handbrake is.
Where's the handbrake? I'm getting anxiety. Oh, my God.
Good tune.
Very hot. I press the accelerator.
Oh yeah, we're right. Oh. There's no handbrake.
How do I get out of reverse? It's still in reverse. It's still in reverse. I can't get it out of reverse.
Who gave you the car?
Fee cracks it.
No tips?
No, this was the funny thing. I got in it.
Did you steal a Ferrari?
Well, but I you know, as having done radio for a long time, I did have, Josiah, you were in my ear saying 40 seconds to go to we're live on air. Yeah. And I did not know what I was going to do, because we were about to just go, well, I'm over on Coventry Street, guys, and I cannot move this car. And it very nearly ended up being a ruined surprise. And this is the thing about surprises. When you plan surprises, and we're going to open the phones, 13 10 60, have you had a surprise ruined? I'm talking surprise parties, gender reveals. Oh. It's when you don't think it through. Because, and I'm going to take you back to my 18th, and my mum, if she's listening, it was a wonderful idea. So mum thought, I'll get together all Fee's friends and I'll have them at the house and surprise her. Now, we lived next door to my grandparents at the time. So I was coming home from my job. I was working when I was 18. I was doing my little shift at Meyer Eastland there in the jewellery and watch department. Mum came and picked me up. I couldn't drive yet because obviously I was just turning 18.
I get it.
And as we were driving down the driveway, I sort of looked out the window and all my friends' cars were parked in my grandparents' driveway. I'm like, Mum, you didn't. How did you not think that bit through?
What are the odds?
Why are all my friends' cars at my grandparents? So when I was walking up the stairs and they did the big surprise, I was well across this
guy. Already knew. Hey, I got one. Yeah. I was in Brisbane at the time playing on a Saturday night, and it was one of my best mates, Heath Scotland, who played at Collingwood and also at Carlton. It was his surprise 30th. And obviously I couldn't go because I was playing footy. So it was half time and I sent him a message. It was half time of our game. And I said, mate, it was about 7:30 or 7:40, so I thought I'd be there by now. I go, hey, bro, sorry I couldn't make it. Obviously, it's half. Obviously, I'm playing footy. It's half time. Bang. I've snagged four. Enjoy your surprise birthday party. Blah, blah, blah. And he was with his wife driving to the surprise party.
Oh.
And he goes, hey, Alicia, Fev's just sent me this. Are we going? I ruined it. Ruined the whole thing.
Do you, I reckon that happens all the time. When a partner is planning a surprise party and then you don't know it's a surprise, but you let the person know, I can't come on Saturday. And they look at you and go, what's Saturday?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh, you didn't know. It's your surprise. Jamie from Keilor. Hi, Jamie.
Hello, Fev.
Hey,
Jamie.
How are you?
Very well, Jamie. Now, Jamie, how did a surprise very nearly get ruined or maybe did get ruined?
Well, look, I had a trip planned, which started with a beautiful meal at a restaurant, followed by a scenic flight over Melbourne. And I took my wife at that stage to the restaurant for our meal. And when the waitress delivered our meal, she said, hopefully you enjoy your flight over Melbourne.
Oh, no.
Yes.
Did she get a tip after that?
She got zero.
Yeah, that's annoying, isn't it?
It is.
Because
just ruined weeks of work.
Oh,
you poor
Jamie.
Bugger, Jamie.
That's awful.
Still with the missus?
No.
Oh.
Is that right?
No.
I shouldn't laugh. Sorry to hear
Yeah, Jamie. Great story, though.
Tinder.
Worth it for the story. Taylor in Ringwood. Hi, Taylor.
How you going, guys?
Good, Taylor. How did one of your surprises get ruined?
Well, I'm the kind of guy that doesn't really go to much effort for anyone, but when I do, I like to go hard. So my sister was turning 30 and I went to the effort of organising a surprise party for her, making sure I got all the balloons from my manager at the party shop and got all the confetti and got all the food and got all the drinks and the Donald Trump face pinatas. Only for a day before the party, my sister messaged me to go, hey, is you throwing me a surprise party? And I said, yeah, how did you find out? She goes, one of my friends asked me if it was at your house or mine.
Who's the friend who goes to the person whose party it is and says, where is this party? Like, that's so annoying, Taylor.
Considering that I rented an entire hall out for it.
Oh. Yeah.
That's why you don't do anything, Taylor. Just go back to doing that.
Just don't.
Yeah, my my sister flew over to Edinburgh the other year when I was doing Edinburgh Fringe Festival, surprised me with the Scottish comedian Daniel Sloss.
Yeah.
They organised it to surprise me. But it caught me so off guard that I was told to meet a friend at a pub at a certain time that I walked in and saw her and said, hey, Leah, what do you want to drink? Like, my brain couldn't compute
that she was there.
And she was shattered.
Oh, I bet.
But my brain just was like, oh, yeah, my sister's here.
That's
amazing. And then I went to the bar and went, what?
That's really
my
funny.
Own brain ruined it.
Jake from Botanic Ridge. Jake, did you have a surprise backfire or get ruined?
Morning, guys. How are you?
Good. Thanks, Jake.
Yeah, I organised a baby shower for my partner.
Yeah.
Our first baby. Organised the in-laws to come over from overseas. Oh. Only for her to check her Snapchat maps on the way in. And she goes, why is all my friends and family at my house?
Snapchat maps. Of course.
Not of course. I don't know. What's a Snapchat map?
Snapchat maps. So you've got Snapchat and you can have your destination where you are. So if when you go home, your little, you take a photo. So it'd be
your
you.
Emoji.
So a little redheaded emoji will be riding a bike.
Yeah.
And you'll see you.
Little tiny ringer man. Yeah.
And then when I go home, it'll be where I am. So you can have a look. And you can see where your mates are. Mate, why are they all together and didn't invite me?
Jake, that is brilliant. Do you know what? Jamie, Taylor and Jake, you've all attempted to put on parties and that's a very thoughtful thing to do. Let's put you all on the standby list to come to the Gold Coast, our big party next week.
Thanks, guys. Love it.
That's a pleasure. Jake, Jamie, Taylor, might not be there anymore, but we're going to pop you on the standby list too.
Yeah, hey, we should say. Oh, sorry, Fabio.
Phone us for another day, maybe.
Oh, yes, yes.
Off, just going rogue.
Okay.
Have you been busted cheating from Snapchat
Jesus,
maps?
What? That is rogue.
Surely. Have we got one?
Yeah. Oh, I reckon you'd have lots.
You reckon?
Yes. That's a
it
good one.
It couldn't be that stupid.
I think people, of course, who's thinking about Snapchat maps?
I think people are.
101.9 The Fox.
out of nowhere before, Fev, we started talking about Snapchat geo, what do you call it? Geo
tagging.
Geotagging. Yeah. We were talking about surprise parties and the fact that you should really put your Snapchat or even on other apps, you should hide or make it, put it onto privacy, your location, because it can ruin surprises. Because
I raised an issue because we went out to Lavington a couple of weeks ago and the kids were supposed to be at school. So I was dropping them off afterwards. This is when I was living down the peninsula. And we're out in the middle of nowhere because it's 40 minutes from here.
What were you doing?
Hold on. Lavington.
Yeah, Lavington, yeah.
Oh, you said Lavington.
Yeah, Lavington, same thing.
Lavington.
Just missing a letter. Lavington's in New South Wales. Stay on the swings, mate.
I'm trying.
Who cares where we were? We're far away.
What
so
were
on
you?
The Snapchat,
far, six
I was doing it. I was signing some cards for a cashie. Anyway,
that for sure sounds like Lavender.
Anyway, I was out there and Lenny started getting all these, her phone started blowing up.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, oh, I said, why does your phone keep beeping? She goes, oh, all my friends are like, where are you, Lenny? You're so far away. And I said, well, how do they know how far away you are? Then she showed me all these little people on this map. So all her friends were segregated in one area because they were all at school. And then Lenny was like miles away on the map and it was little Lenny.
On a Snapchat map.
And I thought, mate, surely people are being busted doing the dirty. Or do you follow your partner and look at their Snapchat to see where they are at all times?
Like Snapchat stalking.
Yeah.
Because I would imagine if you were a cheater, and I'm not, and I'm not in this mindset, but if you were playing up behind your partner's back, I would think you would have the foresight to turn off your geolocating on your phone so that your partner never knows when you say, I'm at home, honey. No, you're not. I can see where you are.
It'd be weird for all us, Boxy, because you don't have a partner. So if you were out somewhere else, what are you doing there? It'd be very awkward.
Imagine if I stalked my co-hosts.
Yeah.
Hey.
You probably do.
Where'd you go after the gig, Nick? You know, you're not at the comedy store.
Why are you in the tunnel?
So 131060, Fev has asked this question, and he thinks that people would be caught cheating via Snapchat maps. 131060, have you been busted by your geolocating maps? Because it's not just Snapchat, surely. It's like Find My Phone. If you're connected to the family Find My Phone thing.
Phone's all connected. We're called the family of Lucias. We're all connected.
They've all got your nickname.
Yeah, well, they're little Lucias. Fevolution, Lucias. They're all Lucias.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Little Lush. Shani from Hampden Park. Hi, Shani.
Hi, how you going?
Good, Shani. Have you found yourself in trouble because of Snapchat maps?
I have indeed. So it wasn't exclusive. We hadn't had that talk.
Mm.
Some girl that I was seeing, she, one time when we were together, jumped into my phone and, allowed access to Snapchat.
What? Hacked into the mainframe.
And then she was messaging me and I wasn't responding much. So she jumped into my maps and then literally rocked up to where I was.
Oh, like an insane person.
Wow.
Yeah. And I wasn't I was seeing other people, but at that point in time, I was hanging out with my cousin and her daughter. So.
Right.
You've got another family?
you got busted cheating, but you weren't cheating at the time, but you were cheating.
Sorry?
No, I got it, Shani, and that's a good, you'll come undone if you're cheating.
I reckon that's almost helped Shani there, because she's dodged a bullet from an absolute lunatic. That person getting in your phone, changing app settings, chasing you to a cousin's place, you got to get them far away.
Anna in Fitzroy. Hi, Anna.
Hi, how are you?
Good, Anna. Now, this sounds awful, but did you catch your partner cheating on Snapchat?
Yes, I did. He actually told me that he was home, and I was like, I don't think you're going to be home at this time. And I had a look, and he was actually across town. And then I confronted him, and he told me that he was with another woman, and that was going on for a year.
Wow.
Gee, I'm so surprised he was that, because he could have come up with any excuse. Yeah. He actually fessed up.
Yes, but I also saw messages on his phone that was connected to the Bluetooth in the car, so that's how I also found out as well.
See, technology, this is where I do love Elon Musk and those guys.
Yeah.
Well done. They've taken technology to a point where liars and cheaters just They're being found out.
No, they're just trying to get to the moon. She can't catch me cheating here. I'm in outer space.
The best way to catch someone if you were worried about it, if you've got a car that tells you, you know, when you got your GPS? So when you hop into your car, it records your GPS. So just say, Fee, you're driving to a, you know, Footscray.
Mm.
Or no, you can't. Oh, yes, just say Footscray. Yeah. They'll go, oh, bang, what are you doing in Footscray? I was shopping. No, you weren't. Like, all the addresses go up.
Yeah, that's true. Actually, what is the tip for people? I'm just thinking about this. People should know this. Isn't there a tip about using the GPS in your car if a thief breaks into your car? Don't put
your home address.
Never put your home address. Always don't save your home address.
Put it around the corner.
Yeah, good idea.
Like a street away.
So you know what you say, Fee? Anytime if that comes up, while we were in Footscray, Franco Cotto. Grunsale. Couldn't miss it. You got those two suburbs covered. Any excuse.
101.9 The Fox.
It's time for Boxy's Big Night Out.
It is. Boxy's Big Night Out. Mm. 8 days and counting. And our boss, Mad Mando's walked into the studio. We should, in fact, probably play her jingle.
Mad Mando, you came and you ruined our show. Won't you please go away, Mad Mando?
Mad Mando, our boss, who we treat with absolute reverence and respect.
Don't you?
Welcome to
Look
the
at the party jacket on Fee. She's ready to go.
It's very loud.
It is loud.
I like it.
Now, you've come in here because we have been talking about the fact that the reason we're doing this is because I haven't partied in about a decade. And not many people have seen me party. Fev and Nick have yet to ever. And Fev, we've got a friendship now spanning nearly 6 years. You've never seen me out on a big night.
No, I haven't. I respect that about you. I like it.
Well, let's hope you respect me after next Thursday because Mad Mando has actually not only witnessed this. She's been very hands-on in one of my big nights out.
Has she?
Yeah, quite hands-on.
Wow.
Yeah, I
can see that.
Pardon? What? So last week, I think Leon talked about the radio awards and vodka cake. So we used to take vodka in our handbags to the Acras because we didn't like the wine. Mm. And this was the same night, I think.
There's free drinks at this
awards
night.
There's free drinks, but they're not great.
It's not great.
Bring your own. BYO. Yeah. That would probably be banned this year after all that. We went out to Eve Nightclub, Fifi Box at Eve Nightclub, City Road, because we didn't have an after party, so a small crew, we went to Eve. And Fee, I don't even think she remembers being there, to be honest, but Fee's ex-boyfriend was hanging around, and I thought I'd take the duty of blocking him all night so he didn't go near her.
I remember you sitting between us. It was really funny.
Wow.
Properly, like physically blocking, not just verbally or spiritually. Yep.
Mando was trying to take one for the team.
No, thank you.
Stay on the mic.
Yeah, thank you. Project. And then I think Fee had too many fire engines and was close to going on the podium. I thought, time to go home. And I didn't think I would like to put Fifi Box in a cab, and there was no Uber at that time. So you don't know this, but I hired a chauffeured car and paid for it myself, $250.
Oh, thank you.
Yes. And thought I'll take Fee home. And we got in the car and it was like a round of charades because I didn't really know where she lived. And then we're going under in the tunnel. And you know how, you know, dogs put their heads out the car window and get the air?
That was
Fee. Window down, mouth open, eyes closed. And the driver's looking at me. I'm like, oh, my God, if she throws up, I'm in trouble. So we get to her house, another round of charades, trying to find the spare key.
Did she just point at leaves? Did she say, I live in an area that's got heaps of them?
Yep.
You know you're in a bad way when you want that Burnley tunnel air?
Yeah.
That yummy under-river air.
Speaking about Mando, I do that when I'm like on a way home in a cab. Mm. There's no better feeling when you're not feeling well is the fresh air on your face. Well done.
Yeah, she did well. Thank you. we got into the house and Pearl and your stepdad were asleep. So we're trying to be quiet and we're creeping in. And I said, Fee, bedroom. Where's the bedroom? Let's go to bed. Not me and her. Let's go to bed. So I go, pajamas. Sure. No pajamas. I'm like, okay, this is
not a night for a pajama. What's your skincare routine when you're blind? No, just get her. Put her on the floor. You got her home. You did your job.
Little ears in the car, Amanda.
No, pajamas.
Be very careful.
Thank you. Thanks.
We've got a show. I want a job.
So Fee decides she wanted to go to bed in her beautiful Carla Sampatti dress. I went, okay, hair and makeup. I said, what about your shoes? Nope. No shoes. So fully dressed, went to bed, passed out. I went, oh, I don't know where Panadol or water is. So I just tinkled out the house, out the door, back into my $250 chauffeured car and left her there. Didn't know if she was alive or not until the Monday.
How often does your boss tuck you up in bed for a night? It's
unbelievable.
Great. I've got no memory of it, but I'm sure it was a great night.
Did you go back out?
No, too old.
Where were you on Super Bowl Monday when I needed you?
Melbourne's 101.9, The Fox.
So tomorrow is May 26th and there will be a super moon. That is a total lunar eclipse, these big super moons.
Is that where the sun crosses the moon? No?
Yeah, I knew you'd ask that. Okay, here we go. Super moons, they're rare. It's a combo of a supermoon and a lunar eclipse, which is an astronomical event called a super blood moon. Guys, we're in for a super blood moon.
Yeah, red moon tomorrow night.
Do you understand what it is?
Just a big old red moon.
There should be,
like
Leon, what's the reason for a super moon?
You kidding? Give me a second.
Okay, Leon will get back to us.
Are you laughing at me? Big old red moon.
I've seen it in the shower.
But
I'm not a baboon.
Mate, you've got more hair on your bum than I have
now,
on my body.
According to astrology experts, and I imagine lots of people listening will agree with this, these supermoons bring out the crazy in people.
Yeah. Astrologists.
Oh, definitely. Now, the three fire signs need to watch themselves. The Aries, the Leos, and the Sagittarians.
I'm sweet.
They will be particularly affected by the supermoon. I'm a believer of lots of things, and I've got to be honest, I'm not necessarily a believer of the moon affects people. That said, though, I have a dog, and it definitely affects the dog.
Hey, when it's a full moon, though.
Dogs do bark. What was that? When it's a full moon, what happens? You wink?
Time to get it on.
Is it right? Is that right?
Yeah, they reckon.
See, dogs definitely bark a lot around full moons.
It's so bright.
Affects dogs.
Yeah. What's John, our audio dude, doing hanging over a microphone?
Oh, he's got a great.
It's making me uncomfortable.
We're gonna ask this question 13, 10, 60, and apparently Leon was telling me this. We should ask for any people who work in maybe paramedics, hospital emergency wards.
Oh, yeah.
They can claim that around a supermoon, there is a lot more activity. Is that right, Leon?
Just a full moon itself. I work because I DJ at a bar, and they put extra staff on if it's a full moon because there's more people out, it's a bit crazier.
Okay, so do full moons affect people? We're asking this quite legitimately.
He's trying to say, Boxy, that if it's a full moon, I go look outside, it's only quarter moon, I'll stay home tonight. Full moon, woo, party.
Got an excuse.
I think this is apparently a thing, and medical professionals, we'd love to hear from you if you're an AMBO or you work in an emergency. Is there, or maybe you're a security guard, like Leon said, if nightclubs are putting on more security at the night of a full moon, or you notice when there's a full moon out, the emergency ward is just cracking because people are just up and about.
Wouldn't want to be a criminal, though. I wouldn't be robbing places on a full moon.
No, because it's lit
lighter.
Up.
Yeah.
Now, we do have James, our wonderful audio engineer, who does a great job. He came up with that sound effect. Nice job,
just hopped off
James.
His boat.
Hard work.
Now, you tell us about your former life.
I was a swimming teacher for 7.5 years.
Swimming teacher.
And I'd never bought into any of the moon stuff, but I'll tell you what, around a full moon, they're nuts.
The kids. Kids go nuts,
really?
Apparently.
Particularly the younger ones, yeah.
How's your stroke? Are you a freestyler or a backstroker or a breaststroker, butterfly?
As in which one did I teach or personally?
Yeah, personally.
I'm awful at all of them.
So, wow.
Do as I say, not as I do, Fev.
Wow. So you're good at butterfly?
No.
He said he's bad at all of them.
Oh, I thought you said you're good at all of them.
No.
So that's impressive.
No, he said he's rotten at all of them.
How did you teach it then?
Those who can't do.
Stop saying those things that I don't understand.
Okay, can we go back?
Don't talk to Feb in riddles.
Mate, just say how it is, mate. Not how you say it.
Can I go back?
As I say, not as you do.
Can I just go back to the point, which is James is saying that as a swim school teacher, when there's a full moon, the kids are a bit crazier. See, that's interesting, James.
Thank you.
I think just the chat in here proves that full moons aren't good for people. Like, no, it's obviously not. Pretty close.
Melissa from Wan Turner South. Hi, Melissa.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Good,
Melissa. Now, you're a nurse.
Yes. Well, I was a nurse, but yes, I can tell you for a fact, when I worked from the hospitals would go nightmare because I used to do night shifts. And every time there was a full moon, the patients would flare up severely, and especially a lot of dementia clients would actually flare up. So I can tell you for a fact that full moon and nursing and patient-wise, it does exist.
Fascinating.
Wow.
This is a real thing. Thank you for sharing that, Melissa. Mel in Boronia. Hi, Mel.
Hi, how are you going?
Good. Mel, you're a primary school teacher. Can you tell us if the full moon affects kids?
Absolutely. I've been doing it for 8 years, and I'm not a big believer in that sort of stuff until I started working in schools. The kids just go nuts the week before and the week after.
How interesting.
So that's interesting, yeah. Boxy, because we talk about the nurses saying it's because it's night time,
yeah.
Things happen and nightclubs, but school, they're not at school at night during the day. There's no moon.
But maybe they're up to look at it, so they've had less sleep.
Does this have something to do with the tides as well? No, but the tides and the moon, that's a thing, isn't it?
Yeah, the tide goes in and out.
How does the moon affect the tides, Nick?
I don't know that one.
It's the glare from the moon because it's so bright, it sucks up the energy of the water.
That's not true.
Josiah.
So during a full moon, the tides are more extreme. So when it's larger, the high tides are higher, the low tides are lower.
Because it sucks it back.
Kayla's on the phone. She's got some answers for this.
Haven't you seen
H2O? Hi, Kayla.
Yeah, hey, how are you going?
Good, Kayla. We're talking full moons, how they affect people.
Yeah, so definitely what just you guys just touched on. Obviously the moons affect the tide, where that's all water, and we're 70% water, so it makes sense.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Has it got strings? Like how does the tide, how does the moon pull the tide?
It's the reflection and the energy that it sucks it back. Oh. It evaporates.
So tomorrow night.
It evaporates, and then when the moon goes, it all comes back down. That's how rain and clouds become.
With the super moon tomorrow night, full moon, we're 70% water, the tides, whatnot. Is it a good night to attempt to dunk a basketball for the first time? Or the moon helps suck me up towards the rim?
I don't
Boom shakalaka for the full moon.
Mm-hmm. Not a good day
thank
for pirates,
you for that,
man.
Kayla. Great theory. Chris from Ocean Grove. Hey, Chris.
Good morning, guys.
Chris,
the full moon, what is your theory on how it affects people?
Well, actually, I was asked to be part of a study. They did a lot of questionnaires, and as Fev alluded to a little bit earlier, I'm actually
You're
a
welcome.
Leo, and I'm a fire sign, and they actually asked for people that were that, but it was around libido and how it affects it. So I did two studies, one when it wasn't a full moon, one when it was, and my libido was actually increased by 3 times its normal levels during that full moon evening. They did a full night's sleep.
If you want to have a little cuddle with your partner, male or female, and it's a full moon, you will excel.
Who are you, Jonathan Kaner? What has happened here? I've never heard you talk astrology in your life.
Tyson, Fiona, sometimes you've got to hold the strings that you have to your bow in your back pocket.
And then when you don't know how bows work, how strings work.
And when it needs to come out, you play that little violin.
Oh! I don't know what's happening.
Put your violin in your back pocket. 101.9 The Fox. I was back at Melbourne Zoo over the weekend, another classic day spent there.
Huh? That is the best. And because Charlie's nearly 3 and you're about to have another one, the zoo is the best place to take kids of any age, isn't it?
Definitely.
Was this his first time to the zoo?
No, he's been to the zoo a few times. He's been to Werribee Open Range Zoo. He's been to Melbourne Zoo a few times. He loves certain animals, and now he knows more animal noises, knows the types of animal. Loves it. But it was Sunday. It was a beautiful day on Sunday, 20-odd degree. It was perfect.
Yeah.
Perfect, sunny Melbourne day in May. It was packed. The zoo was packed.
We've hopped out. Great joint.
We've hopped out of the car, and a lot of families, of course. So what I love about going to these things, when you get out of the car in the morning, you see all the families getting out, and it's excited kids.
Yeah.
And when you're getting back in the car a few hours later, it's kids that need a nap.
Yes.
There's a lot more tears on the back end of the zoo. But we all hop out of the car. We see a family, a couple cars down, big car. Lots of people get out. The parents get out. They've got a baby. They've got maybe a 12-year-old, 15-year-old. And then I want to say maybe an 18 or 20.
Right.
The mum was having a smoke.
Good on her.
Then went ahead and handed out in one of the most insane things I've ever seen, cigarettes to all family members.
What do you mean?
I mean, and the kids.
Except the babies. Yeah.
Wow.
The most...
They weren't the fags, the lollies.
No.
But maybe the 18-year-old wasn't an 18-year-old. Maybe they were an adult that just looked young.
Well, right. Maybe, they but that doesn't the explain the 15 and the 12.
Yeah, but they could have been young as well, because you would have looked...
Hang on.
You reckon looked, what? They're all just moisturising.
When you were 25, you would have looked young.
Do what? You think
no,
she
I didn't.
Was giving a 12-year-old a cigarette?
Yeah.
Did that to smoke?
You should have said something.
Yeah. What? I'm not approaching any parent that gives a child a cigarette. What that parent would be capable of in a fight, I'm not going to win.
No.
I assume the baby had a vape. I don't know. But...
I can't. So what then happened?
It was all downhill from there. How are you going to beat that? I don't care if there were 10 orangutans.
You didn't see a 12-year-old light up.
Yeah, I did.
I reckon I used to smoke when I was 12.
Oh, no!
Mum used to smoke like Alpines, and I used to steal them out of her packet and smoke them in the toilet and blow it out the window.
Yeah, but Kazza wasn't handing you a cigarette in public.
But I'm saying, like, if they're going to do it, you might as well...
No, there's everything about... I feel like you were punked or stitched up.
Wasn't punked. How would I have been punked?
I don't know, but I can't imagine an actual mother...
It could have been like not a cigarette.
12. He wasn't... The kid wasn't 12. It was
so young.
No, it was an adult.
So young.
A small adult.
Were they Stivos or...
I refuse.
Stivos or Pall Mells?
I didn't ask. I'm not...
This was just a short-statured adult. There is no way 12-year-olds are getting cigarettes.
With a really young face.
Yeah.
Yeah, they could have been just jockeys.
I've been tricked.
Yeah, they could have been just young.
Oh, do you reckon that's what happened?
Jocks.
It was the jockeys. Yeah, they all come from Flemington.
They're actually 30.
I'm sick of horses. Let's see some other animals.
Melbourne's 101.9, The Fox.
Let's talk bears.
Yes. Nick has a story about a bear. Looks at the same, won't go anywhere. And he might think that it's a great story.
You really want to tell him. That it's not. Oh, you've got a story about a bear, and ever since you joined the show, from the very first week, you attempted to tell this bear story, and you never got through it. And there was a suggestion from the rest of the team it wasn't as good or as amazing as you thought it was.
Well, I found out the game that we do on Friday, is it amazing? Turns out you're more just keen on coincidences, let alone a legend getting away from a bear with his life.
Oh, it was an average story.
It was a 15-minute chunk of a stand-up tour from about 7 years ago, and I couldn't remember it, and I told it poorly, and I was rightly shot down.
Cute. Well, now we've got a real story.
This is a real story. Fev, you know this too, don't you?
Yeah.
So basically a man...
This is a good story.
Well, why don't you retell it?
Can you read it?
No.
Do your thing, man.
No, I don't.
You look dominant over there with your green puffer jacket on.
It's
an aggressive jacket. It's like...
This is the Aldi ski sale. Didn't get in first,
though. She brought some boots and a jacket, a TV and some veggies at Aldi last night. You do it.
Cut now. So basically,
imagine
man,
that coming down the Swiss Alps. Get out of the way!
For more Fifi, Feb and Nick, grab the podcast on the Listener app. And for energy that's a great deal better, switch to Australian-owned Lumo today. 101.9. This is the song.